This is The Spot, a BYU Idaho radio production where we talk about what you're talking about at BYU Idaho. Today's hosts are Virginia Henry and Brian Mundaka. The views and opinions of this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho radio or the university and are solely the opinions of the hosts.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another episode of The Spot, where we're talking about what you're talking about. I'm Virginia Henry.
And I'm Brian Mundaka.
Today, we're discussing an infamous topic here in the Rexburg bubble, which is things to do in Rexburg, or the lack of things to do. So, Brian, tell me, what do you think? Are you bored most of the time, or are you overwhelmed with the activities that are going on? Like, what do you think?
Honestly, I am kind of bored. Yeah. especially during winter semester, there's really not much to do. I'm more of an outside person.
Okay, I agree with that.
And so I like to do sports like soccer, or I'm trying to do rugby. I want to do rugby. It seems pretty fun. Or outdoor activities like hiking or canoeing. Mm-hmm. So spring semester is the best time to do that kind of stuff. But winter semester, I'm just stuck inside, and it's sometimes very depressing. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
No, really. I completely agree. I think spring semester in Idaho, the summertime, right? I mean, it's like America's playground. It's so fun. Mm-hmm. Island Park is really close. So's Yellowstone and Tetons. And, I mean, it's beautiful. There are some beautiful areas to go play around in. but when it's a frozen tundra.
There's not really much to do. Like, you could go sledding and build snow forts or snowmen. And you can't really throw snowballs here, apparently. It's illegal in Rexburg. Or is it legal in Idaho?
No.
I heard it's illegal somewhere.
I'm pretty sure it's just illegal in Rexburg.
In Rexburg? Okay.
Yeah. But the thing is I'm like, okay, if I throw a snowball at you, are you going to prosecute me? Probably not.
Probably just throw one back, honestly.
Right. So I think that's in place more for college students not to throw snowballs at, like, passing cars mm-hmm. or innocent children or mothers who are annoyed that we're here, you know?
Yeah. And discussing that, what if they want to throw eggs? Like, there's no rule against eggs. I came up with that kind of idea, like, jokingly with my friends when we're super bored here. Just throw eggs at someone's car.
That's a terrible idea.
I know,
Brian.
It is. That's why we never actually did it, but okay. It would have been a fun idea if we could.
Egging is not cool. Do you know how hard dried yolk
yes.
is to get off of
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of terrible.
Yeah, and it's cold outside, so that would freeze on.
Yeah.
That would be terrible. Well, I'm glad you haven't done that.
I wouldn't feel bad.
So, no, and even though there you could build a snow fort or go sledding, you really have to have the right kind of snow to build snowmen mm-hmm. and snow forts. It has to be wet snow, right?
Pretty much.
And right now it's not even wet snow. It's powdery, and so you can't even do that.
Or it's just ice.
So we're a little at loss for what to do during the winter. I mean, the movies, you can still go to the movies or go out to eat, but after a while gets a little old and
Pretty much, yeah.
I want to be active, I want to do something.
Exactly. Or you can watch Netflix. Like, people binge Netflix shows all the time, especially during winter semester, because mm-hmm. they like to stay inside. It's too cold out there, and I'm from California, so the coldest it gets is like 60 to 50 degrees.
Oh man.
And so outside in the cold, I'm getting used to it now, but before it's not really wasn't really that great.
No,
at all.
With the recent, I guess, cold, what is it, Arctic vortex, they said, has been going through
yeah.
America. I'm like, now you all yep. know how we feel. It's in the negatives all the time here. Now you feel our pain. Of course, it's not like negative 50 like it was in Minnesota and Wisconsin and stuff, which uh-huh. is super dangerous.
Fun fact, I have a climate change teacher that I'm taking this semester.
Uh-huh.
So he was mentioning the Arctic vortex, how it shifted, and I think it moved towards more our way instead of over Alaska in that area. And so Alaska is a lot warmer than it is now. And apparently one of the highest it's been is 40 degrees. Well, over here sometimes the highest is just 30.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy.
Alaska is beautiful, too.
Yeah, I always want to go there.
Me, too. Well, we could sit here all day bemoaning all the things that we can't do in Rexburg. But honestly, okay, when I get over myself, there's actually quite a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Getting from my car to the building is painful.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so it's hard for me to find motivation. But there are actually a lot of activities that campus puts on all the time, like weekly, for you to go to. Great things to do. And the community also has a lot of cool stuff to do. Well, we can talk more about like the positive stuff in a little bit. I think first what we want to do is we want to go to some interviews that our man Adam Small did. He was out there putting people on the spot. Get it? Because it's the spot. Okay. And asking them about just people on the street, what they think about stuff to do in Rexburg. So we're going to listen to some of their interviews and let's see if they've got it right, or maybe they can change our minds. Maybe they agree with us. I don't know. So let's go ahead and listen to that. Okay. All right.
I feel like in Rexburg in general, the community probably could have some more events that go on. I know BYU Idaho has a lot of activities that go on for the students. I think it might be, that's just my personal opinion, obviously, but it might be cool to see maybe more students get involved with the community.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but as far as events, I don't know. It doesn't feel like there is a whole lot of stuff, like ice skating rinks. You have to go to Idaho Falls.
There used to be one here.
You have to go to Idaho Falls. A little like group dates, Idaho Falls.
Yep.
So there are a lot of outdoor activities that I do personally enjoy if you're in Idaho. Yep. So whether you want to go to like the caves or hot springs or go shooting, go up in the mountains, go hiking, those are very close and accessible.
Yeah, really,
unless it's winter,
right,
and
there.
It makes it a little bit tougher.
Oh, yeah.
So you just
winter.
Deal with the cold, but that's about
true.
It.
That's
true. Oh, I think there's definitely enough. Like, it's awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Can you describe some of those events that you have gone to, why you feel like there's enough events?
Yes, please do.
Well, I just, like, look on the activities page, and there's, like, a ton of stuff going on. And then, like, parties that happen that they just hand out flowers for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah. Like, there's a lot of dancing here, too, which is strange.
I feel like there's a lot of activities for the kids, but not as much for, like, date nights for students other than campus stuff, and so.
Gotcha.
I feel like there's always a ton of stuff going on. They always, like, plan stuff for students, whether it's academic-wise or whether it's, like, for fun. I feel like there's always a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. What have been some of your favorite events around Rexburg so far?
I really like the career week or like the career night they did that they host.
Interesting.
There's like a Dare to Declare night going on tonight, and I'm really excited to go to that too. It's also like academic wise. And then I really like going like Latin dancing and swing dancing, and the school hosts that, and it's a good time.
In between? Okay. What have been like some of the highs and lows for you with events around here so far?
The highs would be, I like the comedy shows. I like that there's like a lot of places to eat.
Food, yes.
Other than that, I don't feel like there's a lot to do.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Was it all of them?
Some of those I actually threw me for a little bit of a loop. Like the girl talking about career week.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
You never heard
no.
of it?
I've heard of career fair. Like when they come over and people go and just talk to all these people. But I've never heard of that.
Well, maybe
what she was talking
maybe
about.
It's the same thing.
It could be. It's possible.
It's probably the same thing. But the fact that she's like, no, there's tons of stuff to do. You just have to go to the activities page and look.
That's true.
So
yeah, I know when I started looking for something, you have to go to the events calendar. You find a lot of stuff to do. Like during fall semester, they always show like they had horseback riding for the students. So they had that, zip lining, all these things you could do with like dates or just with yourself.
With yourself,
yeah.
Me, myself,
yeah,
and I.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a good song.
Just me. Okay. I actually think there's a bunch to do. That's right. Some of the guys were like, I also thought it was interesting that all the girls thought there was a lot to do.
The guys thought
there was
nothing.
And then the guys are like, there's nothing. Nothing to do here.
Oh, man.
Do you think that that is maybe, I don't know. Why do you think that is? You're a guy. Tell me.
I'm a guy. I don't know. Maybe we just get bored very easily. I think it depends on the guy, honestly. Some guys don't like the cold. Kind of goes same with girls, honestly.
You're like, I really have no idea.
Depends. I really don't know. I'm not really a psychologist. Psychiatrist, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Those comments were interesting. We putting those people out on the spot, but we've got some more here. But these ones, Adam asked them, I don't know if we play the question. We'll find out in just a second. He asks them, okay, so if there's nothing to do, what ideas do you have for what should be brought to Rexburg?
Okay.
Like, so let's hear some of these ideas that people have. I'm actually interested in this.
Yeah.
Maybe they're good, hopefully. Okay, let's hear.
Would you have any ideas of what to add for activities around town?
I guess none in particular. Maybe just simple ones, ones that, aren't too inconvenient for students, still accessible.
I feel like this guy has no idea.
Anything that fits into that, which I know is a lot, but.
Cool.
Yeah.
Events around Rexburg. I'd say like more festivals.
More festivals?
Festivals or stuff like that. I don't know, like art shows and stuff.
Yeah.
And just like live music festivals and things. I don't know. Kind of like how they do the Rexburg thing in the fall. I'd say like more stuff like that, but on a bigger scale with more like entertainment focus.
Yeah, that'd be really cool, actually. Awesome.
Okay, the last girl, she seemed like she knew. She had like pretty solid ideas. She's like music festivals,
mm-hmm.
which I get. Like if you have like a bunch of different bands come,
yeah,
and they're all playing, or something. I mean, I've never been to one of those, but I'm assuming it's a big city thing. Is it California, man?
I know we do have it in California. I don't know if it's a big city thing. There was a country festival we went to last time. Actually, we had no idea it was there. We just went to the beach and just happened to be there. So we just went over there and listened to all these different bands, and they're pretty good, like country songs. There's food and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if it's common just in big cities or different places may have them, maybe small towns. I know Rexburg has little things. Like, they have stuff on campus, like performances and concerts. There is this place called, you probably have heard of it, The Basement.
I have heard of The Basement. Never been.
So it's kind of like that, but it's more enclosed in a room, maybe a basement. I've never been there before.
Oh, okay. But, neither of us.
But I have friends that have, and they like it a lot. Different bands, just like little local things or small bands come over and just play songs.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a little tiny club.
All right.
But without the beer and the alcohol
right.
and stuff.
Yeah. So I think the festival thing was a cool idea. Again, that's something that would have to happen when it's warm.
Yeah, like spring or summer.
Yeah, but it's super fun, though. I mean, I like that idea. And I think they have like the Rexburg, or what is it? Oh, the thing that happens in the fall, the festival where they bring all the dancers from around the world.
I've never heard of that. Here in Rexburg?
Yeah. No, it happens. It happens.
Really?
Yeah. And it does.
I don't believe you.
No, it really does. They bring all these dancers from around the world who come and perform, and they put the flags up all along Main Street.
Wow.
Or Center, which one?
Like the U.S. flags?
No. Flags from different countries to represent all the different dancers.
I've never seen that.
Okay.
Or heard of
that.
Well,
how long have you been here?
Wow, 2 years.
What? Yeah, oh, my gosh. There's literally banners across the street.
I know. Oh, man.
Okay, yes,
so bad.
That does happen. Oh. So more stuff like that. That, I feel like that's super cool because students and families, like the whole community, can get involved in that, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's a good idea. Do you have any ideas of anything else you would like to see here in Rexburg?
Honestly, if you look hard enough, you'll see a lot of things to do here. There's some stuff that are kind of hidden, not intentionally. There's the escape room that I've never heard about till last year.
I've heard about that. Yeah. I've heard it's super fun.
It
never
is really
been.
Fun. There's usually three, I wouldn't say topic themes for the escape room. There's like a prison break. There's a white collar one, I think it's called white collar one. And then there was one they had themed for Halloween. I've only been to the office one that's supposed to be the white collar one.
Okay.
It was still really fun. It cost like $10 to go in cash, $11 with a card. And it's really, if you want to go on a group date, it's fun to do.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to go with friends, it's still super fun to do. You could go by yourself. I wouldn't see the point in it. By yourself, it's a little boring. Or if that's the thing you kind of like to do, then do it. There's that. And then, again, if you like going outside, there's like the one the guys mentioned, the caves. Hiking, mm-hmm. R Mountain, the Tetons, Crest Creek. There's also a trail on Crest Creek that goes along the river, which is a pretty nice view, too, if you guys want to do that. A lot of the caves out there, the dunes, a lot of stuff to do at the dunes. Even during the snow, you go sledding.
Yeah.
Just walk around snowshoeing or something like that. Really, if you look hard enough, you could find stuff to do. But stuff I haven't seen that I might want is maybe that festival that the girl was talking about.
Yeah, more festivals, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like the festival I saw in California, the Country Festival, where they had all the food and stuff like that. That'd be kind of fun to have. Like, have it in Porter Park or something.
Yeah.
Or Smith Park. Again, there's also the parks you go to.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of parks here. There's Nature Park, Eagle Park, Porter Park, Smith Park, Duck Pond at Eagle Park. I think it's at Eagle Park.
Uh-huh.
One of the parks. There's that. There's also, like, frisbee golfing at one of the parks. There's a skate park at Eagle Park, I believe. But yeah, the festival would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that just more stuff like that. I think when it comes to like, what would I like to see in Rexburg? I don't know.
I think a mall would be cool.
A mall?
A mall in Rexburg.
What is there to do at a mall besides walk around and want things you can't afford?
Dream of things you can't afford, yeah, pretty much.
I don't see the point in it. But I don't know. I do think an ice skating rink would be a great investment for the winter just because it's so cold.
Yeah.
And there used to be one here.
Really?
Okay.
What happened to it?
So you know where the STC is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was over there.
Really?
Uh-huh. They used to have baseball fields and an ice skating rink over there. But they made that heating plant or something, and then the uh-huh. STC, and so now it's gone.
Dang.
I know. If all these students would just stop coming here, we would have more space for stuff like that. I don't know. So an ice skating rink I think would be cool, just because I think that would get used a lot in the wintertime. Other things for the winter. I'm going to have to try out the escape room. I think that sounds cool.
I recommend it. It's really fun. It's right by the, you know where Book Viking and the Red Rabbit
Is it over there?
It's right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, part of the problem was I didn't know where it was, so now I know.
They don't have a big advertising sign outside. You kind of have to look at the window and see the sign in
there. I have to go searching for it. Okay. I don't really know what else I would suggest, but I do have to say that the community has a lot to offer that students are just completely ignorant of. Okay, like TEDx Rexburg.
Yeah.
That just happened. That's a huge thing and way cool. Okay, like that's a huge event that is put on, and there's music and there's food and there's amazing speakers, and it's a really worthwhile, cool thing. And all these students are in their apartments like, there's nothing to do. Well, there is something to do. And then if you go and you look on there's Facebook pages like Rexburg Life or the venues, and those will show events happening all throughout Rexburg. For example, at the end of this month, there's going to be Rexburg's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about that.
Yeah, so that is super cool. They have three weekends in a row. I mean, it really sounds super fun. And you go and you get to vote as an audience member with your ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So way cool that you can participate in that. Audition's already over with, but if you want to do it next year, go for it.
Yeah.
And then they have a Wizards Ball happening, I think, this week. Yeah, it's like a big gala. It's a fundraiser for the Museum of Rexburg. Did you know we had a museum?
I did not know.
We have a museum.
I knew we had a library.
Yeah.
That took me a long time to find out.
We have a museum. And there's a Wizards Ball. And, oh my gosh, what are there?
So is it like Harry Potter themed wizard or just plain wizard?
Well, are there other famous wizards?
Not really.
Not
just
really.
Gandalf.
So, okay. They'll just think
everyone's
you're
Harry
Dumbledore.
Potter. See Gandalf just walking through everyone next to Dumbledore.
So, okay. It's just, so there's a bunch of stuff to do. What are the other ones? Oh, you have, like, there's this book reading group that's happening at the library right now, and they have activities throughout the month of February. So they're going to have, you can go make Venetian masks because the book's The Scarlet Pimpernel. They'll have a family dance at the end if you've got maybe little kids, or you just want to go crash the party with your friends, or I mean, there's you could go make Scarlet Pimpernel flowers out of paper. I mean, you know, these are crafty things.
Yeah.
Maybe not as active or seemingly
maybe like
cool.
A nice little day or something.
Yeah, you know, totally something. I guarantee she's probably never done it before.
Probably.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my point. I'm not going to go on anymore about it. But my point was, there's a lot of things in the community. I think that college students just need to actually look.
Yeah.
And you'll find stuff to do.
Yeah. Especially during winter, because it's hard to find stuff to do during the winter. So those kind of things would be fun to do.
Yeah.
I know that during spring semester, there's so much you could do.
Uh-huh.
They always have the horse, like the campus thing
I
mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. But the hiking stuff, though, you could go canoeing, river rafting, you go to Rigby Lake.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a small little thing, but it's still pretty decent
size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people go there
for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. For fun. And then the other thing is take advantage of the concerts that we have here on campus.
Oh, yeah.
Those are great. I mean, we have lost my train of thought. Okay. Last semester, ones that I've gone to, I went to Mike Super, who's a magician on America's Got Talent.
I think I went to that one.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good.
It was really fun.
I was like, wow. My mind was blown.
I've never seen a live magician before until that.
It was really good.
Or really good.
Diego Figueiredo. He was a really good guitarist from Brazil, and that was amazing. I mean, we are so blessed here because we could go take part in all of these things for a little money. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's like $6 a person, you know.
You get discounts for being a student.
Yeah, and so for bigger events, you know, if David Archuleta comes or the Piano Guys, it's probably more like $12 a student.
Yeah.
But we take advantage of this now because once you move away to not a college town, those prices go way up,
mm-hmm.
and they're a lot harder to find. And here it's just right here on campus. Anyway, that's my soapbox. I'm done. But anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Talk About Things to Do in Rexburg. Listen to next week's episode. Don't know what it's going to be. Oh, yes, I know what it's going to be. It's, of course, on dating and marriage.
Because it's Valentine's.
Yeah. Woo! So tune in for that. I don't know. It could be interesting. Or cringy. Either one.
It depends.
Person,
yeah.
But thanks for listening. This is The Spot. I'm Virginia Henry.
I'm Brian Mundaka.
And find something to do this weekend.
That's good.
You've been listening to The Spot, a production of BYU Idaho Radio. Today's hosts were Virginia Henry and Brian Mundaka. The views and opinions of this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho Radio or the university and are solely the opinions of the hosts. This episode was edited by Logan Miller. Man on the Street interviews produced by Adam Small. Producers were the hosts with supervision by Brandon Isle. Our theme music is Running by DJ Quads and Buddha by Context. To listen to more episodes of The Spot, like and follow us on social media or visit our website byuidahoradio.org and click podcasts. Be sure to subscribe to The Spot on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts.